Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new podcast chronicling the serial fraudster Amy McCauley. It's called Unraveling Amy. It will tell, over two parts, the story of Amy McCauley and the trail of deceit that followed her as she scammed a mental health charity among many other individuals and institutions. Joining me now is crime editor of the Irish Sun, Stephen Breen, who's produced the podcast, which is hosted by Damien Lane of the Irish Sun. Stephen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
This is a truly extraordinary story, and it strikes me even more this week because of the conviction of DJ Carey and the sentencing that, you know, such carry-on is out there.
I think it's very similar to DJ Carey in the sense that you have another fraudster who is willing to abuse people's trust. It's a story of deceit, of greed, and a story of an individual who was determined to get what she could in terms of the various frauds that she was engaged in. But above all, it was her putting a lot of planning and preparing for, you know, the various types of fraud that she would ultimately engage in.
Now, talk to me about who is Amy McCauley?
Well, Amy McCauley is a mother of one. She's 36 years of age. She's from Wexford. She has a background in finance, and she was working for various finance companies and other companies in their finance departments across Ireland and indeed in the north as well. She was very good at school, and she seemed to be very likable at school. She had a lot of friends. But she also had used people in different parts of the country that she was in relationships with, or people she was very close to. And she went to UCD, she did music, but she dropped out. So from then on, when she drops out of music, you know, she seems to be someone who portrayed herself as very caring. And we spoke to one of her friends who said she was interesting, she was very engaging, but ultimately, it was all for her own, you know, gain.
When did she first start out on her cons?
Well, they're looking at over the last 10 years, Pat. In 2015, she received a suspended sentence, a 2-year suspended sentence. And that was the last over a 10-year period. And that was for defrauding a German company.
That she was working for them?
She was working in their finance department, so that was her background. So, and she defrauded that company of €132,000. And it was a lot of money. So she only got the suspended sentence. It was a 2-year sentence, but that sentence was to hang over her within a 10-year frame.
Okay, so why for such a theft? I mean, it's a substantial. Yeah. Did they get the money back?
They got some of the money back, but again, she was before that there, she had defrauded another company. That didn't go before the courts, but and the guards were believing that she did this fraud in 2015 so she could pay back some of the money from the other fraud.
Now, the nature of the fraud, was it that, you know, people were invoiced and then the company didn't get the cash? She did.
Yeah, so she was working in the various finance departments of these companies, and this company in particular. So she's in the finance department. She's engaging on a daily basis with the clients that this company has. So she then tells the clients, look, we've changed our process of payment. We're no longer engaging in transfers or check payments. So we're now going for electronic transfers. And that's now what's termed as invoice redirect fraud. And some people we spoke to in the podcast are saying this is quite a pioneering, you know, initiative by her, where she saw an opportunity. She planned this. And because she had built up trust with these clients, they were able to send the money. They took her at face value and the money went into her account.
Now frequently you get a notification from a company that you're dealing with regularly. We've moved bank. So instead of being with AIB, we're now with Barclays or whoever it might be. So that's not an unusual thing to get, but you should always check.
Yeah, that's what the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau would always say, especially around this time of year where there's more money coming in over the Christmas period, that if you do get a request from a client or from a company and who are asking for the method of payment to be changed, then all you have to do is pick up the phone and ring the company and say, have you changed your method of payments? And then that would be all sorted out.
But she was a pioneer back in 2015. She was a pioneer in this area. So this 2-year sentence, if she offended any time in a 10-year period, she was supposed to immediately go to jail.
Yes, if she commits another offence and if she's convicted of another offence within that 10-year period from 2015, she knows she's going to prison.
So what was her next activity?
So in 2018, she engaged in further fraud and when she made an application for a loan from KBC. It was a fraudulent application. She knew then that she'd made this application that was, again, for self-profit, for financial gain. But the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau on this occasion launched an investigation. There were concerns raised about the process of the application. And then so she faced a charge over that. Her trial was due to start. But then, of course, before the trial got underway, the DPP, the Gardaí and the courts received a death certificate alleging that she was dead.
Let's hear a clip from the podcast.
Amy landed on her feet.
It was a real whirlwind romance. Hooked up on the dating app, a baby and a new home, all in a matter of months.
And then, on August the 3rd, 2022, a month after her son's arrival, and just days before she bought the house, Amy McCauley died for the first time.
That's extraordinary. So the idea to avoid going to prison, you can't go to prison if you're dead. Mm-hmm. So this is part of her scheming.
Yeah, and her scheming, and you have to remember that the planning that went into this and the thought process and the meticulous planning where she looked at RIP.ie, what is the process for putting a death notice in RIP.ie? She identified legitimate doctors from the Rotunda Hospital and other doctors in different parts of the city where she would use their names, and she also obtained a death certificate. So it was a legitimate certificate. It wasn't one that was she put together on Photoshop or on her computer. It was a real certificate with a real doctor's name, and the guards were trying to establish how did she get this death certificate. And one theory is that she posed as a doctor to get the certificate. And if you have a doctor signing the certificate, it's sent before the courts, it's a real doctor, it's a legitimate form, then they take it at face value that she's dead. So that does raise questions about the process of
of obtaining a death certificate. Yeah. Now, she, as I say, you can't go to prison if you're dead. She got up to other things where she scammed charities.
Yeah, that's. I think that's one of the most shocking aspects of her ongoing fraudulent activities. On one occasion, she had this idea to produce a CD for charity, for Pieta House, another mental health charity. And she would sell these CDs a tenner a go. But she was insisting that the music for the CD, she produced it herself because she was coming from a musical background, because she studied music before dropping out. But she got her hair done for free. She got photographs done.
Basis, I'm doing this for charity.
So people were genuinely interested in this and they wanted to lend a hand as well and do their bit for charity. But of course, no one got any money from this initiative. We spoke to the Pieta House and the other mental health charity and they didn't receive a penny. And it's believed that although it wasn't as big as her other frauds, she sold around 300 of these CDs at a tenner ago, including a woman that she would later... She bought 10 of them, of these CDs, and she would later use her identity when her next fraud came around.
So, I mean, no fraud was really too big or too small for this woman.
Yeah, in the past, there was credit card fraud. You know, whatever opportunity she could see and exploit, to try and make money, she would get into it. But it was all based on fraud.
How was she ultimately caught?
Well, the reason she was caught is down to the determination of Detective Garda Des Rogers and his colleague Sergeant Owen Kerwin at Pier Street Garda Station and the team there. So in 2020, an application was made for 9 phones from 3Ireland. 3Ireland had suspicions around this application that they then contacted Pier Street Garda Station. So
these phones would be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, over $3,000. So, but why would you need 9 phones? Again, it's a question only she can answer in terms of her mindset. So Pier Street launched the investigation. They're concerned about her. They couldn't bring her in to question her because it was during the COVID pandemic. So the months went by and Pier Street did their work. They first of all get a call to say she's suffering from mental health issues. She's been, you know, admitted to a hospital for 6 months. She has other problems, health problems. And then the big one comes in early 2023 when Pier Street get a phone call from a woman claiming to be her sister saying that she has died giving childbirth.
Okay, so... in theory, she's dead beyond prosecution. Yeah. So what happens next?
But I think that's where she slips up. And this is where the greed comes into play. So when the first time when she rang the Gardaí, she used a private phone number. The number didn't come up. But then a few days later, she rang back again.
As her sister?
Yes, just to see what the investigation was. But even, I think, Detective Garda Des Rogers, his spidey senses were on full alert, because the first time when she rang, she said, oh, my sister spoke very highly of you. But he hadn't been really speaking to her, because there hadn't been an opportunity to talk to her because of the restrictions around COVID. And then she makes the call a second time a few days later, but she leaves the mobile number. And the guards say, well, hold on, we recognise that number. That's the number that a so-called solicitor used to establish the ongoing status of the investigation. So that's where the greed came in. That's where she got sloppy. And then the guards said, we need to do our homework here, because this doesn't sound right. So they contacted Mount Jerome. They contacted a church, St. Mary's in Lucan. No service that day. No crematorium was taking place. And then the guards looked at her bank accounts. Since she was declared dead, there was no activity on her Irish bank accounts. But then the guards looked at other online accounts like Revolut and N26. And when they contacted N26, it's a German-based account, they came back to say, yeah, we have an Amy McCauley, but it's in the Irish version of her name, that she was using this. So the guards were able to establish where that money was being paid, where the account, the card was being used. They went to Wexford and a chemist. They got some intelligence locally there to say, oh, I think that guard was at a wedding the other week. And then the guards went to the hotel, CCTV, and there she is.
There she is, alive and well.
Yep.
So they had her banged to rights, as they say. What was she finally convicted of? How many of all these multifarious offences?
Yeah, so when the guards identified that she was alive and well, then they conducted a search at her home in June 2023, and they covered death certificates, they covered driving licences of other people's names, other forms of documentation, passport in her Irish name. But they also came across different accounts as well that she was using. And from analysis of those accounts, they're able to identify that she was had scammed another company she was working for. And that company was able to see that, again, it was the invoice redirect fraud, and 50 grand and two different payments went through her account. So they were able to identify that. But also, I think this is important too, the guard saw a 9,000 euro payment in her account, and that came from a company in Belfast where she worked with during COVID. It was a life service a payment, but what happened there was she was due to inherit 100 grand because of an insurance policy, but she rang the company in Belfast and she told them that, look, obviously it was her posing as her sister, my sister Amy has died giving childbirth. And I spoke to that company and they were very traumatised by it, and they just want to put it behind them now. But the fact that she used that trust, so she got the 9 grand and she was waiting on the 100 grand until the guards told the company in Belfast that in fact she was still alive. And then, of course, we come to the court case where it just was all building up. The previous cases, the 50 grand, the phone theft. So 70 grand in total for theft and deception. So she got a 3-year sentence.
A 3-year sentence. And we still don't really understand the why.
I don't think we'll ever understand the why, because she wasn't living a lavish lifestyle. She lived in a modest house in Wexford. She had a good family background. But to continue these activities over a long period of time, and, you know, only she can answer it. And an individual we speak to in the podcast, Elliot Castro, has a conviction for fraud himself, speaks about that these aren't victimless crimes, even though there's non-violence, you know, used in them. But there are a lot of people out there who have been out of pocket, but it's the betrayal of trust, and only she, I suppose, can answer why she would do that.
Well, Stephen, the two-parter is called Unraveling Amy. Where can it be found, the podcast?
It's on Apple and Spotify and anywhere.
Wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, Unraveling Amy. Stephen Breen, who produced the podcast. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.